to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning. I don't know. Are they live? Am I hearing this correctly? I don't know. I'm not hearing myself very well. Am I good? Oh, there we go. Bing, bing, bing. All right. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. You have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 877-711-5611. And that number again, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so make sure you get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgo and, of course, your phone calls. In the second hour, it's pretty much the rest of the show is going to be one of these right here.
Nerd Alert!
Right there.
I was going to call in today.
Yeah, just going to phone it in today?
I mean, no, I was going to not be here today.
In the second hour, we're going to talk to Allison Bales, the third, and he is from Energy Vanguard, and he's somebody, I don't read very many blogs, but he's one that I tend to read all the time, and I like to share those with the listeners when I can, but I would say 80% of the time, those things are so technical that I don't bother sharing them with the average listener because they're not even going to know what the heck he's talking about. So today, Robbie's got her work cut out for her.
Oh, trying to stay awake.
To one, stay awake. Two, try to keep the talk at a level of the every person. So she's going to have fun today. So then, that'll be in the second hour when we're talking to Allison Bales from Energy Vanguard. And, of course, Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart will be at the end of the second hour. And in the third hour, here we go. Geek number two. We'll be talking with Scott Wynn, and he is all about block planes. And what is a block plane?
No. Wood hand planes.
Wood hand planes. Hand planes, block planes, all of that stuff.
No, you have jack planes, block planes, shooting planes, so on. But he does wood planes.
Wood planes. This is going to be so funny. There you go. You ready, Robbie? Stay awake.
I'm ready.
And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls and answering your emails the entire 3 hours. You can join us right now on Facebook Live. It's brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. You can visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. And video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can go to YouTube and find our channel there and just sign up and subscribe to it. So that time, anytime we post something new, boom, you'll be notified right there. And if you follow us on Facebook, just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, we have some little things to – what do we got there, Robbie?
Oh, I didn't know you were – Yeah. I didn't know you were giving those away. I thought that was
We could today.
No.
We're not going to do that.
These are nice.
Uh-huh.
Mine has a little smudge. See that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. It's smudge.
Huh, interesting.
It's a defective one.
It's a defective one? Can we hold that – Hold that up there. Here, where'd we go?
You have to go much higher.
Here, Robbie, you hold it up on yours. There you go.
My camera.
Is it good? Or maybe if I do this. Here, give me that. And we do this. We move the board over. And we do, where are you now? There you go. See that right there. Describe what we're seeing there, Robbie.
Oh, It says mightyhouse.net. It's really, really cool. It's a bubbler.
A bubbler.
It's a bubbler.
Bubbler.
And a tape measure. It's a post-it notepad.
Yeah, that flips open.
And it's a pen. It is amazing.
Are we there? Oh, hey, look at that. There we go.
There you go.
All right. Okay. So,
oh, you sound a lot better now all of a sudden.
Yeah, because I actually pulled the mic up. So then you can flip that open. Yeah. You take your notes. The pen is in there. And then, of course, it has a tape measure so that way you can keep yourself square and level.
And it's like the most important thing is to have the pen and the paper. Amazing. Because how many times do you go to measure something and then you're like, I'm just going to go right back to my computer and write down the measurements of
whatever.
How many times have you written on your hand? always.
Yeah, constantly.
Actually, the Stanley tape measure that has the yellow front, you can write right on that in pencil and wipe it off. It's all I used to do is write it on my right on the face of the tape.
Yep.
Or in my trim belt, I carry a spiral notepad, little one, you know. So, but it's nice to have it handy.
Yes. Yeah, that's all right there in one shot. I don't know.
It's very cool.
Okay.
Yes, the bubbler.
Probably the only thing that's kind of silly is the whiskey stick. The only thing about that level, though, is always keep in mind that since that thing's, what, 2 inches wide, if that?
Right.
Even if it shows level, you could be, you know, out. It's good for hanging pictures and stuff, though.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Sonar, can you turn...
Nice.
Rich is extremely... Everybody else is extremely loud, and I'm really weak in my headphones. Can you bring... Oh, there we go. Now I'm mucho better.
I got it just for you.
There, thank you. Whoa, over too much.
Oh, yeah, now you sound much better.
Yeah, there. Now we're good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's definitely better.
Yeah? What's wrong, Robbie?
Rich, talk a second.
talk a second.
Yeah?
No, it's what yours. I'm getting like the crinkling.
The crickly.
Thing.
Yeah, when I over... Yeah, there we go. See, now he's got it. He's dialing it in. No, it's a little better. It's still too much.
Yeah, he's dialing it in. It's good.
It's way bad.
It crackles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the point of my cool?
So... Not to get on politics, but are you got any crunch yet from the tariffs?
No.
Because I know we got hammered this week. All of aluminum's going up 20%.
I did get a note from Lee Lumber saying that steel studs were going to go up, but they didn't know by how much yet. But they said brace yourself. So then that was Jeff Kaida that sent that to us.
Wasn't that the name of Rich's college band?
What's that?
Steel Studs.
Yeah.
Why do I get up early to do this crap?
I'm sorry, sister. Jeez. Give me a high five on that one. That was a good one. That was a good one. I like that. What'd you play? What instrument did you play in your steel stud band?
I played clarinet and saxophone.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Steel studs.
Which makes me a good singer.
So I get an email from Jeff Kaida at Lee Lumber this week, and he said, watch out, steel stud prices are going up, you know, big to-do. So I sent him back an email and said, okay, how much did the 2x4 wood studs go up this year so far? And so those have gone up, he said, like 25 or 30% in the past 12 months. So,
well, yeah, just crappy Southern Yellow Pine number one is $600 a 1,000 board feet.
Yeah. So
your Northwest Spruce Pine Fir, the SPF number twos, those things are like, it's crazy what lumber's gone up.
Yep. So they wanted to make this big deal out of the steel studs going up and steel prices going up, but the wood 2x4s have already done that. You know, they've done that the past 12 months. So who knows what the future holds because...
Well, the problem with this one is that the lumber's been going up gradually over the last 3 years. So it's been sort of going. But this is all instantaneous because of the tariffs.
Right.
And I'm not against the tariffs. I mean, you know, like I said, I don't want to get political, but, you know, if you're going to dump cheap steel and cheap stuff here, you get used to it.
Right.
So, you know, but our screen cages, storm shutters, the roll down storm shutters, all this stuff is massive amounts of aluminum. So, yes, my little purchase orders are starting to get beat up.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what happens. So it's all right.
We're taking an already non-affordable industry and making it less affordable for people. So
right. Well, that in the long run, I would like to think that it's going to help everybody. But, you know, I guess
time will tell. I mean, yeah, I'd like to see some jobs come back in manufacturing in the States. But you can't get anybody to go out and swing a hammer or bend pipe. So I don't know who's going to go out there and press two buttons to stamp something out either.
Who knows? I don't know. Maybe you could find somebody to stand there and push this button while that widget goes by. You never know. We'll see. All right, hey, let's take a quick break. And I think Sonar's got a little surprise for us, too, coming up next. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and at HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, maybe we can give away a few of these square and level tape measure deals we got going.
They're good for your junk drawer so that you always have something around the house too.
Exactly.
They're good in your Klein tool bag.
Yeah, in the Klein tool bag too, sure. Yeah, that works too. So 877-711-5611. Give us a call. And you'll have a very good chance of winning a tape measure level notepad.
It's really cool.
Yeah. You have a pretty good chance. Just tell Trixie about it, you know? And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how could they do that?
Go to MightyHouse.net. Go to the contact page. Just put in your first, last name, your email address. Click on submit. Good to go.
Boom, done.
Know what's going on each and every week.
Just like that, huh? All right,
boom,
cool.
Boom, done.
So, something else. What were we going to talk about this? Oh, do you have your little deal there ready?
Sonar? Yeah. If you've got music, I can definitely put something on there.
Oh, well then I can.
What's happening?
I can get the music, sir. That is
What's
no problem.
What's Sonar doing?
That is.
I got to put my glasses on for this.
Okay, hold on, Rich. I'm gonna have to call you right back on Skype.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, never mind. We got the internet connection.
It's back.
There to go. Yeah.
Let's go. And
you're going to have to go to Facebook Live, 1590 WCGO, if you guys want to see this.
Okay.
Wait, I want to go. I want to see this.
You can just look up there, Robbie.
That's
true. You don't need to actually go to Facebook Live to watch this.
Oh. All except for Rich. Rich just went to Facebook Live and his internet went.
Oh.
All right, here we go. It's really small. Make it bigger.
Make it bigger?
There we go.
There
okay.
You guys ready?
Okay, I got it.
You got it? Okay, here we go.
Except mine says internet connection problem, but we have no internet connection problem.
Right.
3, 2, 1.
No!
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hero.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a delay, though, so it's not on the internet yet.
It's the story of a man
there
named Brady.
There you go. Like
that. Oh, there you go. That's funny.
And then, oh, wait, Rich, you're up there. All right, there you are, Rich. Where's Robbie? No, you're over here, Robbie. You're over this way. There you are. Wait, no, you're this way. There we go.
Oh, my gosh. And I love that it's the Brady Bunch
funny.
Movie.
Uh-huh. It's the movie. So now we can add more people in there. See?
Yeah.
That Sonar's hard at work running the station. What's he doing? He's screwing around putting a Brady Bunch thing together
for us. I had some time this morning.
What I can't see, though, is the comments.
Oh, no? Oh, on the Facebook.
Yeah. When I have that up live, I can't see the comments.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But now...
Now you can?
No. Mine got all messed up.
Oh, yeah? Let's see.
My computer is all messed up now. You gave me a virus.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, something's screwy.
No, there it all popped right up. Boom, 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 boom.
You have all the comments?
Yeah, right here.
Here, this is what I have now. I have nothing.
Oh, you have spinning wheels.
I have spinning
page loading.
Wheels.
Yes.
Got to loading. Go around. Stop all your troubles and your worrying. Ride a painted pony. This is Mighty House. What the heck are we talking about?
There you go. All right. So.
Let the spinning wheel spin.
So one thing we've talked about on and off, and that is and Rich just touched on it, is already trying to find a labor shortage and problems there. And Lowe's has started a skills program. So they are going to start training people to do their own installations. And they're going to have training classes, and they're actually going to get paid to go to school. And there's a couple other companies trying to do that same thing now, too. So if you're looking for a job, you need something, there are jobs out there. Rich is hiring, too, in Florida if you want ready to move to Florida, too. Aren't you, Rich?
I just filled my last position for right now.
Oh, did you? But how many subs do you have that need help?
All of them.
So if you're
they need skills. They need skills.
Skilled labor.
Yes.
And I would hazard a guess, if you can tape, you're probably going to be highly compensated and actually make a smooth wall. That would be my guess after talking to you all these years about being down.
Yes. Yes, everything is just not light trowel or knockdown, but if you want level 5, yes, if you're a good taper, definitely could do it.
Yep. So there are jobs out there. We just need to be able to connect those people that want the jobs with the people that need to hire someone.
Well, unemployment's below 5% now. So most everybody that wants to work is employed.
Right. For the most part.
There's a certain amount of the population that's never going to work.
Is this what you're trying to do, Robbie?
Well, you can't see the comments on the side.
Yeah, what is she doing?
If I click on that, though, if I click on it, you can.
No,
it just went away. It's
usually I have this as a big screen and then comments on the side so that when people say, hi, I'm checking in. Right. Hi, good morning. Where are those comments?
You get in the wheel of death right now.
Yeah. There's something wrong.
So we're still on the air?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, this is how Mighty House rolls, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe you could check this out. Okay, we need people to call us, 877.
We got callers.
711-5611.
Yep. There you go.
Need people to put comments on the Mighty House Live to see if that's working, because I'm having trouble seeing those comments.
Yeah.
So we need people to comment so I could see if we have comments. And then we have phone calls.
Right. We have all of that stuff.
And then we'll have commercial breaks and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's all fun stuff. So I'm just trying to figure out, there's got to be a way to connect all these people that are still looking for work, though, with the jobs that are out there. And I know if Lowe's is starting to train their own installers and putting a class together, that starting to tell you how bad it's getting. That they're willing to spend the money to train people to do their.
I always had that question: should I go to the big store and get a lesson done, or should I find a contractor buddy and kind of hang out with him for the day with whatever job that they're looking for? Which one would you prefer? That somebody went to, I guess, book smarts versus I hung out with somebody.
Yeah. But see, that's our trade. It remodeling in general is because you've been hanging out with a buddy or you've been working with somebody else. That's how we all learn. There is no class to go learn remodeling. You know, you can join the union and go sit in the electrical union or the carpentry union or, you know, plumbers union. And then you can apply your trade that way. But you're only going to learn that individual trade. With remodeling, there is no class to go take to learn all of it. You end up working with somebody, and you're doing drywall this week, you're doing electrical next week, you're doing carpentry the week after that, and that's how we all learned. So
okay, just as a homeowner, what lessons or just little skills should somebody know? Would that be somewhere you go to? Home Depot or something to learn how to kind of like fix a hole in your drywall.
Yeah, I mean those like they have their those classes and stuff like that. That those are always good to go to, and you know, I don't know.
The only thing that's a problem is like you go to those classes and we used to teach those even at Habitat and stuff. But
right.
We can get you kind of pointed in the right direction, but I wouldn't say it's enough to go tear apart your kitchen or your bathroom per se. So we always tell people,
tell my mom that
closets and work your way out.
Tell my mom that, Rich. She goes in there, she rips out walls, and then she calls and says, okay, I took out that load-bearing wall in the middle of my house. What should I do now? Like, hey, wait a minute. Look, so
run.
Yeah. Easy part's done.
Yeah. And now what do I do? Well, okay, so now we need to get a structural engineer in here to find out what size beam you need to hold the second floor up. Well, I just wanted to take this wall out. Okay.
You did.
So, yeah, she did. So I think what that lesson there is if you fear what you're doing, then, you know, you're always going to hesitate. Where she never really feared any of that stuff. So she just would tear into it and figure it out along the way. And that's, again, that's how remodelers do it is, you know, by learning, you have to do it to learn it. And you can go sit in the classes, like Rich was saying, but until you bust up that drywall and start doing that first patch by yourself, that's where you're going to start learning.
No, but I mean, what I did, part of it, though, is just from the experience doing it over and over where you learn either tricks or things to watch out for. And certain things you just can't teach. It just comes with the experience.
Yep.
And it throws people off.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I can teach you how to lay tile. And if you're using little spacers and all that, it's one thing. But, you know, if your tile's not rectified and it's out of square and your floor starts running off.
Yep.
Well, you're freaking out because your lines are getting all screws. But we know how to fix that. You know right. what I mean? You cheat them all in one direction and you can make it work. But it's
right.
Or stagger them and make it disappear. But it's just funny. It just comes with experience. So that's something that, yes, it's not something you just pick up on.
Yeah, you gotta make mistakes.
So YouTube isn't the best place to
pick
them up.
Oh, actually, YouTube's a great place to start.
Yeah.
But again, even that can teach you how, but it's not going to give you 20 years or 10 years of experience.
Yeah, you're not going to get that overnight experience. It's screwing up and having to fix your screw ups. That's where you learn. Okay, so we'll pick him up on the other side of this.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of this break that we got coming up. Also, real quick, I was wondering, Rich, if you saw that Ultimate Grill that we posted this week. It's a gas grill that does wood and charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you had one of those in your backyard.
No.
Multi-fuel.
I just have a gas grill and a smoker.
And the smoker. But you.
But it's an electric smoker.
I was going to say, even your smoker's a cheater, right?
Yes. I call it a hillbilly crock pot.
Oh, there you go. That's what it is.
Because you set the temperature and the feeder and all that stuff, and you just leave it go.
Yeah, a feeder. Come on. Really?
Yep.
So you just
best way to go, man.
You set it up in the morning, and you come back in the afternoon and evening, and off you go.
Come back after, you know, you want brisket, come back. I start usually do that at 10 o'clock at night, and then I'll let it go for 12, 14 hours overnight.
Oh.
Next day, you got the best brisket you ever had.
There you go. All right, quick break. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Hey, you know what? You can join us on Facebook Live right now. Brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, you will not only have a chance, you got a really, really good chance of...
Really, really?
Really, really good chance. All you got to do is tell Trixie, hey, I want one of those...
really, really cool things.
Fancy square and level Mighty House... measuring tapes that we've got going here, and it's got a notepad on it, it's got a level on it, it's got a tape. It was like sticky too, aren't they?
Yes, and actually, this is a size that can be replaced.
Yes. So all that can get redone there. So
except for the pen. Where are you going to get another pen like this?
I don't know. You have to figure that part out.
That'll fit a little pencil.
Yeah, I would be using my pencil anyway. You know, like a golf pencil would fit in there perfectly. No?
You'd have to shave it down a little.
Yeah, but I'd be using a pencil anyway.
Yeah.
Because you already have that in your pouch. See, there you go. And now push the button on the bottom. See, it's a locking tape measure.
This one locks?
Yeah. See, you pull it out, it stays where you put it. Now.
Oh.
See, now push the button and it retracts. See?
That's slick had right there. A different one of these that where you got the idea from.
Yeah.
And I pulled it way out and I went like that and almost sliced my finger off. It was a lot flimsier.
Uh-huh.
And it would just went bloop.
Uh-huh. So there you go.
Yeah.
877-711-5611. And if you get on the air, Trixie can hook you up with one of those. So let's go. Let's get started with Will. Hey, Will, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, beloved. Got a question for my friendly neighborhood licensed electrician there.
Oh, who's that?
Did a new construction townhome in Chicago, selling for $2.4 million. Nice place. Looked at it a couple weeks ago for the inspection. There was a few little things, mainly stuff not finished yet. Went back last week, and all that stuff was taken care of except for a couple of knobs for cabinets. But I noticed, even for the first inspection, the electrical drop, which came to the back of the garage right in the alley there.
Uh-huh.
And so we have the garage, the small backyard, and then the house, you know.
Right.
And there was no meter, and the drop was only a temporary number 10 wire. Okay. And so I said, you want to make sure that this gets done before you close. So anyway, the client calls me Thursday morning, saying they're closing that afternoon.
Right.
And she went over to the house, and they hadn't put in the electric drop yet or the meter. And I says, well, don't close. In my opinion, I mean, talk to your lawyer, but in my opinion, don't close because, you know, you don't have enough amperage in that wire, you know, to service this house. It's a 400 amp house.
Right. So, but this is from the pole. This is from the pole to the meter head, correct?
Pull to the mast, right?
Yeah.
And it was just it looked like the most. It looked like some guy just, hey kids, let's collect up some electricity.
Yes.
Plus, you know, the thing of they got no meter there, and ComEd goes to hook it up, and who are they going to charge for all the interim electricity?
Right.
And I said, don't close. She wound up not closing, but I wound up getting like 3 calls from a builder who says he's threatening my life.
Yeah. Here's the thing. He has no control over when ComEd comes out and puts the meter in or replaces that drop.
Yeah.
So ComEd's responsible for it from the house to the from the pole to the house, and then from the meter head down is all is the homeowner's responsibility. So we did one service change this week, and the service drop coming from the pole to the house was a number 10 aluminum, and so that's even worse. And we still
I did a house in Oak Lawn where they had number 12s run just like that, and they were operating the house, running the air conditioning and so on.
Yep.
It's actually by code it's wrong and undersized.
Yep.
But because it's free air, it will actually power that house. So it's not necessarily the end of the world. It's just not right.
Correct. And ComEd. You
know, and like Ron said, when ComEd's showing up, who the hell knows? Mine's Florida Power and Light. I don't know. They work on their own schedule.
Yeah, that's it. And so,
the owner had her husband call ComEd. And ComEd says there wasn't even a work order for it.
Ah, see, there you go.
Well, normally it gets inspected by the city. City has to release it to them. So maybe they hadn't had the final inspection on the meter. But we do that shit. We put those up as soon as the concrete's dry.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to take them forever.
Yeah. So what happens is we change the service. The inspectors come out from the village or the city, whatever. They come out, they look at it, they approve it, and once they've approved it, then they call ComEd to come in and do that. So it could be something from the city. It could be something in ComEd.
It could be the guy's electrician, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a myriad of issues there that need to be, you know, boxes that need to be checked to make sure that that's good. But from the builder's perspective, I can see why he might be mad at you. Because, you know, he has control over a lot of things. ComEd is not one of them. So,
I have to
represent the client.
Yes.
And I just said, you know, hey, talk to your lawyer. Your lawyer's your lawyer. He'll tell you. But in my opinion,
right.
I wouldn't close until it was done.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just the way I am.
Right. Well, in a perfect world, I think it would be perfect, you know, to be waiting for that. But the reality is they could be waiting another 2 or 3 months, you know, before it all gets taken care of. So.
Yep.
That, yeah. And comment is its own code.
Oh yeah, they have their own code, exactly. So there you go. How's that for an answer?
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, bud. We'll talk
That's
to you.
Good. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
We actually almost had to postpone a closing yesterday because we can't get grass.
Yeah, that's nice.
So zoysia is a type of sod.
Right.
It looks a lot like crabgrass.
Uh huh.
Oddly enough, I spent 50 years in Chicago trying to kill crabgrass, and I'm trying to grow it.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, we can't get zoysia. It grows slower than most grasses.
Okay.
So the sod farms here in southern Florida don't have it. So we actually have coming in from Georgia. Well, they had rain, so they couldn't cut the sod.
Right.
So we're like, we need to get CO so we can close this house. And they allowed us to go forward without the sod, which was nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
And so, same thing. Like that homeowner, he may have chose not to close. He may have chose to escrow the value of the sod.
Right.
But... you know, actually, it didn't really matter because then we got sod yesterday, actually, so they're putting it down today.
Right, yeah. No.
But it's crazy how much stuff you have no control over, but it can still affect everything you're doing.
Yeah, so, you know, the service change we were doing this week, you know, this past week was, we had to move the service, you know, the drop and everything. And so I got up there, I moved it, I start cutting the wires, and I went, holy smokes. It was a solid number 10 aluminum wire. that was the drop feeding this house. And, you know, for today's standards, it's not even close to being right. But, you know, that's what was there, and it worked fine. So,
well, I mean, what do you got to use? 3-aught or 2-aught for your service conductors for 400 amp?
For a 200 amp.
So, but if you look at the wire out on the street on my pole, it's a third of the diameter
and aluminum, which doesn't carry as much amperage.
Well, that's my point. In other words, I think it's overkill what they do, but I think they do it so you don't burn your house down.
Right. That's exactly it. So they know people are going to take that 15 amp breaker out and put a 20 in and keep feeding that circuit that keeps tripping all the time. Yeah. So,
and most of our service conductors, we use aluminum.
Really?
Huh. It's amazing. I got a copper wire in the house, but yeah, your service conductors from meter to panel are aluminum. If you want to use copper, it's an upcharge.
Huh.
You know, but it's not code to use copper conductors only.
You see, you can't even use the aluminum here. They won't even let that fly. So
no, and I'm fine with that because it loosens up too fast.
Yep. It loosens. It also, and it gets hairline cracks in it, and then it starts to arc, and you have a lot of problems with aluminum wire. So if you find aluminum wire in your house, replace it, please. So that way you don't need to worry about it. But they tried that in the 70s, and that's a lot of the house fires are caused by aluminum wire in the house. So you don't want to do that. All right. Mm-hmm. Are we good, Robbie?
We're trying.
We're trying? Are you there yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So everybody can post on Facebook Live so that Robbie can see what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, mine, Robbie, wasn't working very well either. I don't know if it's the studio end, this end, or internet in general. Could be solar flares. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, mine's not working very well at all today either. So
I don't know. Not too bad here. At least.
Sorry, I got it.
He's got it. That's what it is. Sonar's using up all the bandwidth.
You're using up all our bandwidth, you bastard.
Yeah.
I've gotten a couple requests for more Brady Bunch, though.
Oh, have you?
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would try to ignore those.
I can't.
Did you hear that, Sonar?
What was it?
Did you hear what Rich said?
No.
I would try
I said,
to
try
ignore
try to them. Ignore those requests, okay. Please.
I got the music cued, brother. Just let me know, and we can always go back to it. That's
okay,
no problem.
Let's do it on break.
You want to do
it? As soon as we come back from break, let's do one.
Oh, coming back from break?
Or I'm sorry.
Or
going
during
into
the break.
Going right into break.
Going right into the break. Let me see. Yeah,
we got about 90 till we're there.
90 till we're there? Oh, and also, nice. You know, what we've got coming up next. What's our tip of the week going to be about, Rich?
Because it's time to get your roof done. We're going to talk about roof parts.
Roof parts. Parts roof of the parts. Roofing or the actual structural
no,
part?
Roof and roofing, yeah. Parts and pieces.
Okay, so we're going to go over, what's that fancy word? Nomenclature? Is that the big word?
Ooh.
That's the big $20 word?
What'd you do, sleep with a Reader's Digest under your pillow last night?
Yes, I did. I had the Webster's Dictionary right there, ready to go.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a big word. That doesn't belong on our show.
Yeah, the nomenclature.
That'll be fun right there. So we're talking total geek work today. Just so you know, just to recap this is a total geek show that's going to be happening.
Yeah, at the top of the hour, I got to go out into the go get my planes out. And
yeah, we got block planes to be talking about, energy audits, and all kinds of fancy stuff that's going to put Robbie to sleep. So,
mm-hmm. Ooh,
I can't wait for the tip of the week.
Yeah, tip of the week is coming up next. Nomenclature, roof nomenclature, coming up.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if somebody wanted to get a hold of the newsletter, Rich, and find out what geeky stuff we'll be talking about, how could they do that?
You go to MightyHouse.net, click on the Contact Us page, put in your first and last name, your email address, click Submit, and boom, done.
Boom, done. Right there.
Get that once a week. That's it. Going to overload you with emails or junk mail and all that.
Yep. It's once a week, and we're done. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611 and you get your question on the air, we've got one of these cool, tape measure, notepad, level deals going on here. And we'll get one of these out to you. So all you got to do is get in here. And I don't know if you can see that it's like a tape measure there. And then
that's like a tape measure.
It's like a tape measure. You can
measure
things.
Is that in inches and millimeters or just inches and feet?
It is both. You have inches, feet, and then you have millimeters. And then it gives you 1 foot increments. It got 16 on center increments. All kinds of it's like fully loaded. But the back
is it a 10 foot tape or a 6 foot tape?
I think it's a six.
Nice.
I did not pull it all the way out. So should we go to the tip of the week, or do you want to explain how can this tape measure also be a square? How could you use this tape measure to be a square also? Maybe that'll be a quick little tip leading into the tip of the week.
You mean just like simple geometry, 3, 4, 5?
There you go. How do you do that? How can I take that tape measure and make it also
and
a
make
square?
Make a square corner?
Yes.
Just start from any given point. Measure out 3 feet in one direction.
Uh-huh.
Then measure out 4 feet and at about a 90-degree angle. You
right.
Know,
as close as you can
get. And you make a little arc. And then you go over to where you made your 3-foot mark.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull the tape down with your pen, and you make a line at 5 foot diagonally. And where those two points intersect will be perfectly square corner.
And that is a 3, 4, 5.
Nice triangle.
Yeah,
3, 4, 5.
That's the 3, 4, 5 square right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get it taken care of.
Or you buy a construction master and you take your two different lengths and put that in his rise and run, hit diagonal, it'll give you your square. And it could be any weird number. So that's why I always get nice foundations.
Oh, yeah. That's because that's perfect. All right. Are we ready for the tip of the week?
Might as well. Nothing else is working.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Sparky.
Good job.
Boom. Bang.
All right, so today we're going to talk about roof nomenclature. So I don't expect everybody to kind of sit around and, you know, like read the construction dictionary to learn how what things are called.
Nerd alert!
But by the same token, you can't rely on a contractor always to be your source of education, right? Got to know, excuse me, a little bit of something. Yeah, I know. You got to know a little bit of something there just to so that you can get away with understanding what they're trying to sell you.
Right.
Otherwise, you get sold a bill of goods you don't need.
Correct.
So we talk about your roof. First thing we talk about is the pitch. So if I told you you had a 6-12 roof, what that really means is that for every 12 inches you move horizontally, left or right, you're going to have 6 inches of drop vertically.
Uh-huh.
So it's a 6 and 12. And the other way to do that is to say it's 26.56 degrees. So, you know, if you had a protractor, put it on angle, or you got a, you know, like our fancy level.
Right.
It would tell me, you know, my Bosch level, it would tell me it's 26.56.
Yes.
Then I'd know I have a 6-12.
Yeah. See? Like that.
So then your type of roof is always throws people. So you have a gable end. Do a gable. Come on.
I do a gable. Do a gable end. Like this. Like that.
Yep. Like okay. That. So that's where it just comes up from the sides to a point.
Uh-huh.
What's a hip roof?
That's a tough one to do. I don't know if that could
yeah,
do
this. So the hip roof. It's easy. A hip roof has no gable ends.
It's angled down on all four sides.
Right. On all four
sides. So it goes like this.
It's hip. It's
and,
cool.
And it's happening.
Yes. Right. And then a gambrel, which would be like a barn.
Yeah, that's this. Like that. Like yep. that. Like that.
And
right
then
there.
You
but
have
what
the
about our head?
Pitch roofs. Like
well, the head got to go
a low pitch roof is anything we with a 4-12 or less. Yes. There you go.
Like
slow
that.
Pitch. There yeah. you go.
Slow pitch.
Yes.
Isn't that?
Low pitch.
Slow yeah. pitch?
All right.
Uh-huh.
So your roofing material, like whether it's shingle, tile, or whatever... That is actually there to protect your water barrier. Most of the time, your shingle is not what's supposed to keep the water out. It's what's under the shingle. The shingle is there to protect
the underlayment.
The barrier, the underlayment.
Uh-huh.
So, like for us, we use peel and stick. Use ice and water shield on the edges up there.
For us, we use underwear.
15... Whatever.
Rubber underwear.
Your deck sheathing.
He said rubber underwear.
Could be 5/8. All right, I'm done.
Okay, go ahead. What's this? The sheathing could be what?
Usually 1/2 inch CDX.
Oh, for our sheathing.
Or you could use 1/2 inch mulch, which would be like OSB, which I don't use at all.
But don't you normally go with 5/8 or a 3/4?
Well, I use 5/8 on our roofs, but we have trusses on 2-foot centers. But if you have rafters on 16-inch centers, then 1/2 inch plywood is adequate.
Adequate. I still don't like it.
Adequate. And then if you have places down, like in a couple of suburbs, they did trusses 2-foot on centers. They use 3/8 plywood.
Oh, that's a trampoline.
No, no, you
yes,
need
it
to,
is. But you're not supposed to be on your roof anyway.
He's a contractor.
No. Sonar's jumping in now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So flashing your
wait,
roof, it's always done
center?
Either with baby tints, which is like a step it? Flashing that goes down walls and such. You have stuff on the back of your chimney.
A cricket?
And it just keeps the water out, right?
That's your cricket, isn't it? The angle.
Cricket goes behind a chimney.
Right. Oh, you're talking about on the sides of the chimney.
Yeah.
Okay, step flashing.
Yes, but a cricket is anything that just kind of forces the water left or right around something.
Yes.
So... soffits the bottom portion, fascias the front portion, gutter
uh-huh.
goes on the fascia board. I'm just trying to speed up because I'm done with this. It's the last tip of the week.
It's the last tip of the week?
The last one ever.
Really?
I don't feel like doing this anymore.
There you go. There we go. So then you, so what kind of different roof shingles? We got 2 minutes. So what kind
yeah,
of.
That's not my problem.
So what kind of shingles should we be using?
I wouldn't use shingles at all.
No? What'd you put on there?
I use metal. I do all steel. Standing seam steel.
Standing seam. There you go.
Yeah. Never have to do a roof again.
Because that's like an over a 100-year roofing system then, isn't it?
Yes. And I like that stuff. It looks nice. The style of the house has got to fit it, but I like it. But, you know, no, nothing wrong with shingle. But, you know, you want to use the standard 3-tab. Mm-hmm. That's your cheap one.
Right.
You can get that, and you want to make sure they say they're AR treated, or the is part of the name, because that's algae resistant, which means it has a little bit of protection in there, some zinc.
It's got
the roof from blooming.
Growing, that's good. Unless
well,
you,
then,
unless
you know, everybody likes, and everybody wants the architectural shingles, you know, which are considered like a standard shingles, what, 135 pounds a square, I believe. And then you go to architecturals, which can be 270 pounds a square, and a square is a 10 by 10 area, 100 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Your roof needs to be designed for that. So if you have trusses, two by four trusses, 2 foot on center with half inch plywood, you may not be able to use that. You'd almost have to check with the engineer.
Yes, to make sure that your roof is rated for that heavy of a shingle. Or
yes,
if you're going to
go over.
That's
called dead load, and that's actually worse than walking across your roof.
Yep. All right, we're going to be back with Allison Bales next.
Mighty House will return.